just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the show. This is an absolutely terrific Thursday, January 9th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I am so thankful to God that you are here today with me. Text me your comments, 231-360-5140. Let me know what you think. Let me know what's going on in your life. We have got all kinds of breaking news happening down in Lansing. We're going to talk about it. Matt Hall, the incoming speaker, who was unanimously, every single state representative in Lansing voted for Matt Hall to be the new speaker. Unanimous. Not only the 58 Republicans, but all of the 52 Democrats voted for Matt Hall. There were no holdouts like there was previously for Joe Tate, the previous speaker from Detroit, back in 2023 in the new legislative session, when the Democrats had taken back a very slim two-seat majority, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans, some Republicans, Neil Friske and a few others, I believe it was eight, did not vote for Joe Tate. Basically, I think it was the House Freedom Caucus. They stood together and did not vote for Joe Tate. Well, as a result, many of them didn't get any committee assignments. Joe Tate was vindictive against them for not voting for him, which was a custom. It was a tradition. When the party that wins the majority of the election on November 5th, when they win the majority, it's been custom, it's been tradition forever to show solidarity, to show support of the incoming majority, everybody, including the opposing minority party, votes for the winning party's speaker. That is just the way it's done. We lost, they won, they're in the majority, we're voting for their guy. Well, after the 2022 election, where they took the House, the Senate, and won the governorship, the Attorney General, the Secretary of State. They had the trifecta. Some of the Republicans, especially the House Freedom Caucus members, would not vote for a Democrat. They stuck to their principles. And as a result, political retribution. And they didn't get committee assignments. Well, it didn't happen that way. He was elected unanimously. All Democrats, all the Republicans voted for him. The entire chamber stood and applauded Matt Hall from being the incoming Speaker of the House. It's official. Don't have to say presumed Speaker. He is the Speaker of the House. And he already made some rule changes to the way the House chamber's going to run. And we talked about that yesterday. We're going to talk about it again today because some of the Democrats, even though they voted for him to be Speaker, they have some very harsh words for him about him and what he's doing with these committees and subcommittees. We got a great show lined up for you today. We're excited, folks. Take a break. A word from our sponsors. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Thursday. I want to finish up this story about this speakership. We have a ton of stories today. I'm so excited. The DNR land deal is gone off the table. I'm going to talk about that and how the developer wants to now shift it over to private land, but they're not going to lease the state-owned, DNR-owned, state of Michigan taxpayer-owned 400 and some acres of wooded area in Otsego. That deal is dead. They heard from us. Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig tomorrow at 12 noon. Still are going to have a meeting downtown location, M32 east of I-75. Come have lunch. Greatly appreciate it. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make that meeting. I didn't realize it, but Vicky has a doctor's appointment tomorrow afternoon. She's going to be leaving work early. We got a doctor's appointment that we have to go to in Traverse City. I will not be at that meeting. I will be broadcasting right here from the studio tomorrow morning. I will not be broadcasting from the Iron Pig. Democrats are responding to the rules that the new speaker, Matt Hall, has laid out on the way they are going to operate. The committees that he's put together, the elimination of some committees, combining a couple, reducing the number of committees, reducing the number of members responsible to serve on those committees, and subpoena powers to go after government officials within Lansing. This guy is really taking the time to think about his agenda. And it's really, really, I'm totally supportive of it. Surprised. Absolutely surprised. But we're excited. We are excited, and I want to share this with you. But before we get into all that, we're going to talk about this vote. And we're going to talk about the symbolism. Symbolic vote taken because it ties into other bills, other issues that now the Democrats are realizing the Republicans are in control in the House. And as a result, they have to work together. If they don't, nothing's going to get done. Nothing is going to get passed in Lansing over the next 2 years. The Democrats see the writing on the wall. They absolutely see the writing on the wall. They see what's happening. They realize what's happening, and they're coming to Jesus. They are going to absolutely, absolutely come to Jesus on this. We are so excited, folks. I was up last night, I have to admit. I was up late last night reading all these bills, reading all these news-breaking stories, as well as early this morning. I couldn't sleep. Now that Vicky's getting up every morning to go to work, I prepare her lunch for her. I go outside and I start the Yukon. I get it all nice and warm. I get all the snow off the windows. She's ready to roll out right at 8 o'clock so she can get to work at 8:30. I was up at 6 because I was so excited about today's show. There are so many things I got to report on today. It's just amazing. But the vote, I want to talk about this vote. I want you to understand why. The Democrats, politically speaking, they are so smart. Democrats are so much smarter than Republicans. They got up and applauded the unanimous vote. All 110 state representatives voted for Matt Hall to be the next speaker. 58 Republicans stood up and cheered. Yay! And they applauded and went crazy. The Democrats stood up and applauded very politely to show respect to the speaker. Because it showed him that they respected the tradition, the custom, the symbolism of showing unity with him being the new speaker. The Republicans won back the majority in the House, 58-52. The Republican Party is in control of the House state representatives. That chamber is now controlled by Republicans. The Speaker has the gavel. The majority Florida leader, I believe, is Ken Borton, Republican from our Northern Michigan 105th House District. We have control again of the House. The House controls appropriations, the spending bills. Anything to do with spending money in Lansing is in control by Republicans. The budget, the fiscal year budget for 2026 that they must begin working on right now in January and get it ready to go and pass both the House, the Senate, ready to submit to the governor before July 1st. That's what our state constitution now mandates. Budgets must be submitted to the governor before summer break. Well, guess what, folks? Republicans are in control of that process. In this vote, unanimous vote for him to be the speaker, the very first floor vote that they held in the House of Representatives, state representatives in Lansing, was unanimous. The Democrats are so smart, because what they did by doing that, they showed the Republicans that they are willing to vote for a Republican to be the speaker. They are showing them that they're willing to work with them. We're willing to play nice with you guys. Some of the far left progressive communist state representatives from Ann Arbor, some from Detroit, this one lady from Livonia, Atuski, and all these others, Renegans from Ann Arbor, they bit their tongues. They voted green light on Matt Hall to be the speaker. And when the roll call vote was tally board was called out, the entire chamber stood and applauded, standing ovation for Matt Hall to be the speaker. And this was after he had already leaked out the rule changes for the House and how they were going to operate for the next 2 years, 2025 and 2026. He already rolled out House oversight, where there was going to be six subcommittees with subpoena power to go after the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state, Jocelyn Benson, where he had already put out the seating assignment, where he put basically Democrats that are not compatible, far left people with some of the Detroit reps. They didn't want to have anything to do with Ann Arbor. The Detroit guys, Tyrone Carter and the former speaker, Joe Tate, wanted to sit next to each other. The two communist state reps from Ann Arbor wanted to be seatmates. The desks down there are groups of two. 55 groups of two equals 110 state reps. Well, what did he do? He took one of the Ann Arbor reps and put it with Speaker Joe Tate, former speaker, I got to say. Got to change my title on these guys. Tyrone Carter, the other state rep from Detroit, he put the other communist Ann Arbor state rep with them. And they separated the desk by four rows. They can't even see each other. He showed them there's a new sheriff in town. You're going to sit where I tell you you're going to sit. You are going to be in the minority on every single committee we have going forward. For the next 2 years, we will have 11 members on a committee. Seven will be Republicans, four will be Democrats. On a committee of 13, nine Republicans. to the four Democrats. He is going to show them what it's like to be in power, just like they did for the last 2 years to the Republicans. That's my takeaway. I said and prayed this entire last 2 years of doing this show. I hope the Republicans are watching. I'm hoping and praying that they're watching and seeing exactly what the Democrats are doing to them, to our state. When you have the power, when you have the gavel, this is what you do. It's not political retribution. This is not payback. This is how government works. Elections have consequences. And when you lost the House majority and gave it back to the Republicans, well, guess what? There's a new sheriff in town and there's a new way of doing things, folks. And guess what? This is the way it's going to be. And they are freaking out. But I gotta salute them. I gotta give them a tip of my baseball cap. When it came to the vote for Speaker of the House, yesterday the Democrats did the right thing. Unanimously voted for Matt Hall, and when the tally board count was announced, the entire chamber stood and gave him a standing ovation. That's respect. That shows unity. And it shows that the Democrats are going to be willing to work with the Republicans. And a couple of bills have already come up in discussion that are going to be introduced today. And one of them is being introduced by my state representative, John Roth, the Rhino from Traverse City, Michigan. Why do I call him the Rhino? Because he only voted 58% of the time for the last 2 years conservatively. He reached across the aisle and voted with the liberal progressive Democrats 42% of the time. You couldn't have voted a couple few less times with the Democrats, John, to get up to 60% conservative and 40% liberal. No. You had to vote those two extra bills to give you 58 conservative, 42 liberal. Well, that's okay, folks, because guess what? They anointed John Roth, my state representative from the 104th House District, with the privilege of fixing a major issue problem that the Michigan Supreme Court handed over to us. We're going to ram it down our throat on February 21st, a month and a half from today. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen. And my state rep gets to introduce the bill. What the heck are you talking about, trucker? The tipped wage law that was changed and rewritten by the Michigan Supreme Court? Well, guess what? It's going to be reintroduced this week. Oh, I'm so excited, folks. I can't tell you how excited I am today. Thank God the Republicans took back the majority in Lansing. We'll talk more about these bills. Text message line is open. Text me 231-360-5140. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big